Just because it feels uncomfortable doesn't mean it's not good.
I think so often, not only on film, but in life, we so want to feel comfortable, but that doesn't always bring the best results.
If I look back, I think some of my more successful
things, in my point of view, have been the things I've been most nervous about and probably most unsure when I began. There's something about jumping off that cliff,
which means you end up going for broke and probably end up taking a few more risks, if you know what I mean.
Hugh, what is God?
Simple question, what is God? Take about a lifetime or lifetimes to work it out. I suppose, for me, is my idea of consciousness. God is not a thing, something you can necessarily see. It is within everything and outside of everything. I believe that God, the absolute, whatever you want to call it, the self, is unchanging. Therefore, pretty much everything I'm seeing has an element of God, but you couldn't call it God because everything changes. You, me, where we're sitting, this river, this planet has a life cycle, birth, death. But my feeling about God is that it exists beyond that, beyond those laws of nature. It is somehow separate to the laws of time, matter, space. And that's about as close as I've come to any realization of what God is.
Where you want to get to in life is never as important as the way you want to live your life.
You suffer from a bit of anxiety when you're in front of the camera.
Mm.
But that you name your confident personality Frank.
Yeah, oh my God.
And your anxious personality Charles.
What happened to me in film was it was random. It would appear sometimes, and that was something I'd never encounter. I understand if you're scared of heights, you're always scared of heights, but some days I'd be fine, and then some days I would just get nervous and then it'd get in my head. So I don't know if you guys know Anthony Robbins, you know, the
motivational dude, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he does motivate. He's not really a motivational guy, actually. He's really quite brilliant in breaking down how we think, the patterns of behaviour we have. And so I met him, we were mates. I never went to one of his workshops. We were just friends. And I rang him, I said, mate, I want to come to you professionally. I need to ask you a question. He said to me, what the biggest mistake people make with fear is saying, oh, I'm scared, I hate this, get it out, I don't want you near my life, this is not helping me. And you get obviously really wound up. So he said, you've got to remember the times where you feel confident, name that character that feels scared. And as you're walking on a set, realize that the fear is good, that it got you where you are, that it makes you work. The fear sometimes actually goes, oh, I better work really hard on this film. So he said, that fear, embrace it, work really hard. And then on that day when you walk on set, Charles, thanks, but I don't need you right now. And then be frank.
God is unexplainable. It is a concept that you can't put into words. God is an experience. I was introduced to meditation about 15 years ago, and I meditate twice a day. And if I ever feel close to knowing what God is, it's somewhere in the boundary of that half-hour period. I think the basic idea of the meditation I do is to quiet the mind. Just let all that instrument calm down. And I sometimes have experiences where I feel a little out of body. Ideas of Hugh Jackman as a father, as an actor, all those roles we play just seem to melt away. And somewhere in there is where I have some glimmer, some glimpse at what God is. And it's a feeling. And it's blissful. And it can go like that, and every minute you try and grab onto it, it's gone.
When the things most matter, you so desperately don't want to destroy it for being scared that you can really destroy it. When I hosted the Oscars, I was like, wow, man, this is a billion people. And I just thought, okay, whatever you do, just remember, you're a kid from Maroonga in Sydney. You're hosting the Oscars, have some fun, you know? And luckily for me, those turning points,
I used to just go with whatever meat looked good or was on sale at the grocery store. But now that I've experienced the exceptional quality, flavor, and convenience that you can get from Omaha Steaks, I'm never going back. They can build a custom food plan based on your schedule, which means less food waste and stocking up on high-quality proteins to always have on hand. With Omaha Steaks in your freezer, you're always just minutes away from a quality dinner. Whether it's Taco Tuesday or a weekend feast. Taste the Omaha Steaks difference and never settle for grocery proteins again. Get flavorful, high-quality proteins delivered by visiting omahasteaks.com. Plus $35 off when you use promo code YUM at checkout. That's omahasteaks.com, code YUM. Terms apply. See site for details. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code YUM at checkout for $35 off. Minimum purchase may apply.
I've somehow always stuck to that idea of just having fun. It's a different experience every time, but I get glimpses of something that energizes me on such a deep level that I now, I'm not sure exactly what I'd do without that form of prayer. It's a way to be in touch with who I really am. Much of our life, our experience of this body, of being in this creation, is of duality. That in fact, there is an interviewer, an interviewee. There is a man or a man, woman. There's night and day. There's life, death, pain, pleasure. The world exists in this duality. I'm sitting here talking through this body to you, and the camera is seeing a form talking. And there is God within this whole entity and outside of it that exists beyond the words I'm saying, beyond the actions I'm using, beyond the space. There is something linking all of us. That to me is God. I genuinely like to be friendly with everyone. In the Australian film industry, everyone talks to everyone, and if they're not making fun of you, then they really don't like you. So there's a problem. And I also, when I first went to America, I noticed there was an unspoken, and it's not, people tell stories of don't look this actor in the eye and all that. I've never heard that before, but there is a slightly unwritten rule of leave the actor alone, let them do their thing. It could be a process, it could be because of their style, I'm not sure. And I always try, literally on the first day, to break that down because I feel self-conscious in that environment. I'd much prefer a grip, making fun of me than calling me Mr. Jackman and then saying nothing until they say, thank you, it's been great working with you. You know, I much prefer to feel we're in it together. The most potent examples I've had of that being connected beyond my physical form or beyond to someone I love or know or hate is in the theater. And I've probably had three or four times where I've heard many actors describe it. It's almost a slightly out of body experience, but you can stand on stage with 2,000 strangers and feel like you know them intimately and they know you intimately and feel completely safe. You can open up your heart and they're opening their heart and you're completely connected. It's in that instant a feeling of absolute privilege that you can experience it, and so powerful that it raises the hairs on the back of your neck. And here's the frustrating thing about it. You can't make it happen. You can try your heart out. You can be the most dedicated actor of all time and you can always do good shows, but it's, of all the shows I've ever done, the years of being on stage, probably only three or four times have I really felt it. And it's a pure blessing. You're there in it. It's this complete knowledge of unity, of community. If you're really listening, it's the space. It's the space between words. If you listen to great music, the greatest composers, I think, understood the space between the notes. And when you feel that, it's so uplifting. It's amazing. And we can get so focused on listening really hard and listening to the music that you forget. The experience of God is restful.
You've believed in me when I couldn't. You've loved me with a passion and a depth that I didn't even know existed. And I don't think I even felt that I deserved. You have pushed and encouraged me when I was scared to venture out, You have smiled me into smiling. You have sung me into singing. You have loved me into loving. And like everything I do in my life, I share this with you. I love you.